Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:45 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 20th. This was a relatively quiet day on stock markets, but it was a very weak day on in the precious metal markets, with gold down $19.30. And while that was off the low by approximately $12, this is still a downward dynamic. And palladium, which has been among the steadiest of the precious metals, has pulled back from the $700 area, and it's currently at $681. Silver was down $1.12, and platinum was down $42, and that also paired its decline. It was down $50 earlier on. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, wheat extended its decline. It's down below $8 now. It was down $15 today. And corn extended its decline. It's down below $7. And soybeans was down 26, and it's testing the 1400 cent level. And it really would require an upward dynamic to check potential for this to decline further. Coffee remains weak, and it was down almost 2 cents in here today, down to 142. And sugar is also at the lower side of what has been a pretty weak environment. In the Treasury markets, US Treasuries are pretty much unchanged on the day, and they've got right down to the lower side of their range, and their bounce so far has been pretty dead cattish. There hasn't been the kind of surge in demand at the lower side of the range that we've associated with other retests of this area, and in the absence of a clear upward dynamic, then there is a continued risk that prices can push to the downside. And while gilts and bunds and JGBs were a bit steadier in here today, it's very much a similar story in that we haven't had the kind of upper dynamics that we've seen previously in these markets. And Swiss yields and Australian yields continue to look like they are going to move higher here. And when we look at stock markets, in Japan this morning, the Nikkei was down over 1%. And this 10,000-point area for the Nikkei represents a psychological barrier. It may spend a little bit of time in here. Not least as well because the yen was pretty much unchanged in here today, and the stock market has been taking its cue from the currency. The Hang Seng was relatively unchanged, as was the Shanghai A-shares, which has been pretty much stayed for the last 4 sessions. It's right in the region of its 200-day moving average. It's broken its progression of lower rally highs, but it is a little bit overbought in the very short term. So if we see some, at least a pause, and some support building in this region, that can be viewed as healthy. And when we go back and look at Japan, the stock market does look like it is going to move higher, and the banks have been a tower of strength, and the second section, which is representative of smaller companies and has classically been a lead indicator for the wider market, was actually up on the day today. When we look at the shares that were most badly hit during the last 3 and 4 years of really remarkable strength by the yen, it was the export sector in Japan and household name companies that are now trading on single-digit multiples, and some of them have been posting negative earnings because they've been so badly affected by the surge in the value of the currency, are now starting to come to life. And I did a piece on that yesterday, and we're seeing that a number of those shares have broken their progression of lower rally highs, and they're breaking their downtrends, and this is a classic V-bottom type situation, and they could go significantly higher from here if we continue to see that the yen weakens over the medium term. Yesterday we saw a big move by the Philippines to the upside, and it was pretty steady in here today. And the Indonesian rupiah, which has been among the weaker currencies in Asia, was quite a bit stronger in here today. And that could act as a tailwind for the wider market, which has been in a process of consolidation now for much of the last 6 weeks. And the ASEAN sector generally does look pretty steady in here. The Korean banks also had a very good day in here today. And the outperformance of banking sectors globally is really a remarkable commonality at present, where we've seen a large number of these banks breaking out of their respective short-term and medium-term bases and finding support in the region of their 200-day moving averages where applicable. And that's really quite an impressive feat. And while we have some short-term overbought conditions, the medium-term outlook continues to look rather bullish for the financial sector. And if banks are doing well, the insurance sectors of a number of countries are doing even better. And I will review some insurance shares tomorrow because they really are notable in here. In Europe, the euro continues to advance and it's extending its breakout and it's continuing to hold above 132 against the dollar. And the Eurostoxx 50 was up a little bit in here today. We've seen a number of those European stock market indices pushing on to new highs for the year over the last week. With the removal of such an intense degree of anxiety with regard to the Eurozone, that is removing some pressure from the stock market, and we've had these impressive rallies. But valuations are not at prohibitive levels in here, and there is potential that provided the macro environment continues to improve, that we can see additional upside for European equities next year. The FTSE 100 was relatively unchanged in here today, and it's 42 points away from the 6,000 area, which has been a psychological Rubicon for nearly 2 years. With big cap shares like BHP and Rio Tinto and HSBC starting to assume positions of relative performance, it's increasing the likelihood that the wider market will be able to break out of this 2-year range and push to the upside at some point in the beginning of next year. And the Dow Jones was, as we approach the close, is up by about 0.2%, and the S&P up by about 0.33%, and the NASDAQ relatively unchanged. Apple is continuing to test this $500 area, and it really does need to hold in this area if the consolidation hypothesis is going to be credible. If we start to see it taking out that level, then we'll be talking about Apple more in the context of a downtrend rather than a pullback in consolidation. The Dow Jones has held a progression of higher reaction lows for 6 weeks, and it remains reasonably firm in here. And in the absence of a pullback below 13,000, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. So while the fiscal cliff remains a source of uncertainty, and it looks increasingly likely that they're going to go right down to the wire with this, then while there is the potential for additional volatility, a lot of the things that people were worrying about over the last year seem to be sorting themselves out. And we've seen that particularly in Asia, and most particularly in China and Japan, there is significant upside potential, not least because we're coming off of such a low base. And the fact that stock markets have done that bit better and do look like they have the potential to go higher here has made the classic safe havens less alluring. The dollar has deteriorated, and the yen, with quite a bit of help, is continuing to deteriorate. And the demand for treasuries and sovereign bonds generally has also declined in here. But what we're also seeing is that over the last month, gold has pulled back by about $100. And it is oversold in the short term. And we're back into a potential area of support. So it wouldn't be so surprising if we see a rally in here. But in order to really convince investors that that demand is back in the driving seat, it will have to push back above $1,750 and then above $1,800. And that remains a likely prospect at some point next year. But it will need to find support between 1,600 and where it is right now, which is close to 1,650, if that's going to be the case. So this is a rather interesting level for the precious metals. And palladium, which has been really quite steady, and today's downward dynamic, would suggest that it may spend a little bit of extra time here around the $700 area. But if it finds support in this area, then it will continue to have held its progression of higher reaction lows, and it raises the chances that it will be able to sustain a move back above the $700 area at some point next year. So commodity prices generally being rather weak, there are some exceptions. And natural gas, which pulled back below $3.50 earlier on this week, has steadied here in the region of $330 and is closing out the day up $14. And while it really does need to push back above $3.50 and improve upon that performance to really suggest that demand is back in the driver's seat, today's action is relatively positive. And lumber, which remains one of the more consistent trends in the soft commodities, was almost limit up again in here today. It was up $9.80 at $374.70. And this has been really quite an impressive move over the last 2 months. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.